A reading from the first book of Kings. When Solomon was old, his wives had turned his heart to strange gods, and his heart was not entirely with the Lord his God, as the heart of his father David had been. By adoring Astarte, the goddess of the Sidonians, and the Milcom, the idol of the Amorites, Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not follow him unreservedly as his father David had done. Solomon then built a high place to Chemosh, the idol of Moab, and to Molech, the idol of the Amorites, on the hill opposite Jerusalem. He did the same for his foreign wives who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. The Lord, therefore, became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. For though the Lord had forbidden him this very act of following strange gods, Solomon had not obeyed him. So the Lord said to Solomon, "Since this is what you want, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I enjoined on you, I will deprive you of the kingdom and give it to your servant. I will not do this during your lifetime, however, for the sake of your father David. It is your son whom I will deprive. Nor will I take away the whole kingdom. I will leave your son one tribe for the sake of my servant David and of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Blessed are they who observe what is right, who do what is just. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Visit us with your saving help. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. But they mingled with the nations and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare for them. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons, and the Lord grew angry with the people and abhorred his inheritance. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered the house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
the two things, of course, first in the letter for Kings, not the letter, but the book of Kings, we see how Solomon disobeyed God, followed strange gods, did what his wives wanted and everything else. And God says, "Since you want this, I will give it to you." And so the first penalty of all sin is God gives us what we want. And then when he does, it's never a good thing, you know, because we think, "Oh, if I have this, it's going to be." So we got to realize what sin does. God gives us what we want, but then all the consequences come. There was consequences for what Solomon did. There's consequences when we sin. And then you go to the gospel. And the gospel, of course, it's that hard-to-understand passage. And I never find it hard to understand because I was just thinking Jesus had a bad day. You know, it's okay, him and his humanity. Because what? He goes to a place and he didn't want to be known. He wanted to be left alone. Can you imagine the God of the universe just wants to be left alone in his humanity? And they found out about him anyway. Then a woman comes, and what does he call her? A dog. You know, just really? Again, it sounds like a bad day with Father Larry. The reality is, but then he sits there and he gives her what she wants. But he wasn't nice about it. And sometimes, again, we confuse holiness with niceness, and it's not always the way it is. You know, we all are human beings. We all struggle. Jesus and his humanity struggled, not as God. God is always separate. But so it gives us hope that if Jesus could have one of these things and he wasn't always just tiptoeing through the tulips, that we in our reality can still do God's will, can still be holy, can still do what God wants us to do. And that's the call, to always obey God in all things, not like Solomon, to do it our way, but to be like Jesus and do it God's way. Nature know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as always for our